Friends, today is a very important Sunday that we observe in our church calendar, Reformation Sunday. In 1517, 31st of October, in Germany, in the cathedral called Wittenberg, Martin Luther, the father of the Reformation, posted his 95 theses on the door of the cathedral, calling all the people, clergy, laity, and the church hierarchy to focus their all attention towards the Word of God, the Holy Bible. The reason is that at that time, people, including the religious leaders, gave the most important place to various things like traditions and various other practices. Not only that, they were almost going away from the word because they did not have the opportunity to read and reflect the Holy Bible. There are so many factors that the people, the ordinary people, didn't have their Holy Scripture in their hands to read and reflect. Therefore, Martin Luther's call to all the people in Germany and also to all the church hierarchy to come back to the Bible, come back to the Word of God, to read and understand, and to get the divine directions into their life. Unfortunately, even though he started the revival among or within the Western Church in the 16th century, unfortunately, he could not control this wave which was going towards making different denominations. Therefore, in Germany, Lutheran Church started, and in France and Switzerland, John Calvin and Zwingli, because of their leadership, the Reformed Church started. And in England, because of the leadership of Archbishop Thomas Cranmer, the Anglican Church started. However, there are positive things of the Reformation, but also, on the other hand, there are sadly negative things. The church separated or divided into many denominations. However, I believe Martin Luther's call to come back to the scripture, to meet the Lord Jesus, to learn from him, and to fashion and shape their life, their faith, their practices according to the divine words is very important. And that is why it is beautifully explained in the Gospel Explain, Mark chapter 10, verses 46 and 46 to 52, where we find Jesus healed the blind Bartimaeus. And when we read this text, we need to understand there is a background for this text. The background is Jesus was going on his way to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover festival. It is the custom at that time that rabbi or the teachers used to teach a discourse, a relationship with God and man, the responsibility with regard to their faith and the lifestyle. So people went after these rabbis in gangs, in groups. So one of the rabbis was Jesus. All these group of people were in a pilgrimage to Jerusalem in order to celebrate the Passover. But there were people, the elderly, the sick, or the people who were unable to join this crowd. What they did was they gathered on the roadside and they wanted to see and greet the pilgrims, the people who are engaged in this pilgrim, and to wave them and greet them. Amongst them, this blind Bartimaeus was seated on the roadside. But the good thing is, while he was sitting there and begging, asking people to give him something, he heard about Jesus. He heard about Jesus. People were talking, the great rabbi Jesus is walking and he is teaching. And the blind Bartimaeus heard this, even though he could not see. And he started crying. He made a loud cry for help and healing. I will read that verse to you in order to understand the passion of Bartimaeus. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." I believe that it was not like the way that I just read that. "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." The Bible expertise interpret this cry or the shout as a scream. Bartimaeus was screaming to get the attention of Jesus. And also they furthermore explained that it was like an animal cry to get the attention of Jesus. However, we see that Jesus heard this cry. Though the people were asking blind Bartimaeus to stop crying and to not to disturb Jesus, Jesus heard this voice, this cry, this plea, and he stopped there and he healed blind Bartimaeus. And we read that he followed after that, Jesus. The good news that the blind Bartimaeus, who was begging on the roadside, heard was that the disciples' message. I'm reading verse 49 and 50. Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they, that is the disciples, called to the blind man. See this. Carefully hear this verse. "Cheer up, on your feet, he is calling you." Cheer up, on your feet, he is calling you. This is the good news that blind Bartimaeus heard. And verse 50, throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. There are three verbs here. Throwing his cloaks, and he jumped into his feet and walked to Jesus or came to Jesus. Jesus asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Rabbi, I want to see. My dear friends, it's very important here that we need to understand that all these times Jesus was walking with the people, teaching with the people. Now he is putting his teaching into action. He stopped teaching, he stopped walking, now he started acting. The action, healing the blind Bartimaeus. So, for Jesus, action is first, talking is second. So as followers of Christ, I think we need to walk the talk. We need to walk the talk. There is a saying that people admire a great mind but love a helping hand. People admire a great mind but love a helping hand. It's very important, my dear friend, this evening. In the midst of all the obstacles and challenges, the blind Bartimaeus reached Jesus. And in order to respond to blind Bartimaeus, Jesus Christ heard the cry. He reached Bartimaeus and he healed blind Bartimaeus. The name Bartimaeus has two sections. Bar is son and Timaeus is honor or value. That is according to the noun of that name. And there is a verb frame also in the Bartimaeus. Ba is son again. Timaeus, the verb is to be unclean. To be unclean. So this Bartimaeus, the blind Bartimaeus, was brought to his honorable status. He was healed and he was brought back to honorable status. My dear friends, as we think about the Reformation 500 years ago and read this beautiful passage of the Bible, the words of Jesus, I think we need to think about three things. The first one is the revival. There should be a revival in our church, in our family life, and in our personal life. That's what happened in Bartimaeus' life. That's what happened in the Reformation. The second thing is spirituality, to focus on the Bible. That's what happened in the Reformation, and that is what is happening here in the life of Bartimaeus. He is meeting, he is focusing Jesus, that is the Word. Jesus himself is the Word of God. And the third thing is the supremacy of the Word of God. Nothing else, only the Word of God, the Bible, than other things. The supremacy of the Word of God. That happened in the Reformation. Here it is happening in the Bible text. The blind Bartimaeus gave the supremacy to the Word of God. And he says, Jesus says, go, Jesus said, your faith has healed you. Go, your faith has healed you. My dear friends, and especially the youngsters, blind Bartimaeus was very comfortable with his cloak over on him, and people also like blind Bartimaeus to be seated on the roadside and begging. But at this point, the blind Bartimaeus was not willing to beg anymore. That's what he says, I want to see. I want to see. What happened? He threw his cloak away. He may be having several cloaks on us, which may be stopping us, which may be making us blind, stopping us from going to Jesus, listening to Jesus, stopping us from meeting Jesus, stopping us from receiving the healing from Jesus. Therefore, my dear friends, the good news is, cheer up, on your feet, he is calling you. And as we hear these words, We need to cheer up. Put away our cloaks away. Everything that are blocking us. And come on to our feet and walk to Jesus. Meet to Jesus. He will heal us. He will love. He will bring us to an honorable status which we have to deserve in our life.